this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. Welcome everyone to Love Lighthouse Podcast, and with me broadcasting today. Also to say this today, very importantly, happy Rosh Hashanah to everyone who celebrates. This, of course, is a Jewish traditional date, and it is leading up to Yom Kippur as well. So very important just to kind of have a look at the dates there as well. Yom Kippur is Tuesday the 4th of October into the evening of Wednesday the 5th of October. So next month, people who are Jewish will be doing this. So it's just understanding this. Obviously, people who are Messianic Jews who have Christ, therefore understand and are aligned to both, and sometimes they don't realize it if they wake up in this kind of like life, and they're unfolding in terms of understanding about Christ. You'll still have a link because of Christ to the Jewish celebrations and traditions, so it's kind of like things will happen, or you'll see things will happen, then you'll start to align them. Even in this world, in our kind of like new Christian calendar, you'll start to understand that the Christian calendar, your events, things that happen, merge with what's happening with people that are living under the Jewish old system, old calendar. And you'll be like, whoa, oh my goodness, like that's what happened to me. It was like, I do believe it was around about Elul, which is the closest time we are to God. And that was when I had this huge occurrence and vision with Christ placing the crown inside my actual physical head. In other words, like it's my very being that was connected. It's not something like people can just choose or put on or take off. It is given by God and it's within me. And so that happened like right about then, I believe, the sort of near the middle of October. Let me just see. Yeah, Tishrei, that's coming up as the festival of Sukkot, commemorating God's enveloping protection of the children of Israel during their 40-year journey through the desert. Wow. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so perhaps maybe the 18th is kind of coming up as well. Something to do with the 14th of October. I should have written it down of the exact date when it happened, but I didn't. It was just so huge. There are so many things that are so huge. It was like, you know, if I sat and wrote them down, but I probably should have. But there was like a 14th is highlighted, and then the 18th for me. I don't know if it was the 18th. Then I experienced that. I definitely have Elul in my mind to do with it. But anyway, we'll look back on that at a later point. But that is coming up. Rosh Hashanah is Sunday the 25th of September, and it ends in the evening of Tuesday. Okay, so it actually begins later on this evening. I'm at 3:30 recording this just on this day, although the rest of this broadcast has been pre-recorded. So yeah, it begins this evening of the Sunday the 25th of September and ends in the evening of the 27th, Tuesday the 27th of September. So people will be attending synagogue services and reciting special liturgy about Teshuvah as well as enjoying festive meals. Eating symbolic foods is in our tradition, such as apples dipped in honey, hoping to evoke a sweet new year. Okay. What is forbidden? Whole loads of different things. I mean, it depends how reformed folk are as well and how much they have Christ. But obviously, having Christ is a funny thing, because although it gives us grace to be able to not to take some traditions so seriously over God and put God first and mercy first, there is also a grace, funnily enough. It's like the circle, the cycle of it all. It's like that's one part of the cycle, like when you're awakening, but it also gives you the grace to be able to actually fulfill some of the things, if that's what you're called to do. Like where it would be difficult for other people because they don't know, or that they've been sleeping in it or whatever it is, or because that's their calling, there's mercy there because of that through Christ. But there's also the strength of mind and the understanding and the wisdom to be able to actually fulfill some of the things as well. So that's what having Christ can do for you with regards to all these different traditions. So yes, I will attempt to make some challah today, which is pronounced that way, but it looks like challah. So making my own bread and dipping it in honey, and perhaps getting some apples and dipping them in honey. There's also a big thing about, you know, having pomegranates and all the rest of it as well. Now listen, this is a lovely thing. I mean, this is great, but you know, when Yom Kippur comes up, that is quite a different story. But obviously we have Christ, so we need to think, well, are we going to do this in a way that brings us closer to Christ, but we, you know what I mean, like more of the bearing of the cross. So on Yom Kippur in 10 days time, because I was like, there's something, it came to me through the spirit, and this is how I'm even writing all this, because I would have like glossed over this today if it hadn't been for communion with God, thanks be to God. And it was like something to do with within 10 days time, I was like, I must celebrate Yom Kippur. And it's more of an observation, because it's usually a day of atonement as well. So that's going to mean like not eating certain things. Not, well, I don't wear leather anyway. All right. But that's just given me a big, big insight into something to do with my daughter and her shoes. Some of you will know that I have totally taken a pause on that. I realise, you know, that I had got her these shoes that are not vegan. And then someone told me a story about the cows. And I'm just like frozen. And it's 3:33 when I'm saying this on Sunday. So yeah, the Lord's definitely on and all over this. But anyway, in Yom Kippur, they simply don't do that, like, for, like, a day. You know what I mean? For that 24-hour, 25-hour period. And there's other things they just don't do. It's like a day of not working. It's to afflict the soul. So you're coming really right close to God. Whereas, like, if you're working and in production and doing things, you're kind of, like, you can be said to be distracting yourself from the Lord. And that's why in Christianity and Messianic law, it really is like you're not meant to go into work in that way. You're meant to be resting, but your rest produces good works, but it's an entirely different type of works than that of which the normal society who are disconnected from God will be doing. They'll be doing it for the want of money and things and greed, whereas other people will be doing good works in the faith of God and in trusting in God, that God will meet their other demands and requirements and needs, but not putting that ahead of God. So it's a kind of different lifestyle altogether. But yes, those that are just Jewish, I think a lot of people have found that tricky, because like they were initially the chosen people, but they, as it says in our Christian Bible, wouldn't go into rest, even though they were the chosen ones and taken out of the land of Egypt. They wouldn't take the rest, like they kept looking for ways to strike. It was just so tricky. That time in the desert was supposed to be like just simply like a kind of like training to train them, to train it out of them. But anyway, so with Christians, it's expected more and more that we really take that on board. But they will just do that for one day. Anyway, so there's a whole bundle of different things to do with Yom Kippur, so I have to observe that. Now, that is going to be tricky. But in any case, we're going to go back. Well, it's not going to be tricky in terms of like not wearing leather, because I'm not doing that at all now, like any day, never mind just one day. And I'm chasting celibate, so that's another thing. Like, you're meant to be chasting celibate for an entire day. Well, like, I haven't had anyone call to me yet, so I'm still like chasing celibate. So this is a big thing. But there's just going to be more focus on other things to do with God on that one particular day, in a more concentrated sort of event and time. I remember Yom Kippur was like the day that I started writing one of my books, which I will share again with you at some point, God willing. And it's actually like a kind of Christmas, sort of run up to Christmas type of book. It was started on Yom Kippur, and you know, or was it finished by the, I think it was actually finished by, there were, everything was just like popped together, like the most important parts of it were kind of like completed over that time. Oh my goodness. Right. Different dates. Next year it'll be September the 15th to the 17th for Rosh Hashanah. And Yom Kippur will be September the 24th to 25th. So that's a good point that it changes every year. So if I go and look at 2018, wait a minute, Jewish holidays, because I believe that was when it happened. Right. On my birthday that year, it was Shushan Purim, and let's see, let's look towards October. Well, that's interesting. Simhat Torah. Rosh Hashanah was really early that year, September the 10th to 11th. Let me see, Sim Torah. Right, Simchat Torah, Simchat maybe Torah. Jewish holidays that celebrates and marks the conclusion of the annual cycle of public Torah readings, right. So yeah, it would have been around that time, perhaps. Although no, I'm getting October 17th to Tuesday 18th for this year. So let me look, 2008. I need to look Jewish holidays. Jewish Heshvan. Anyway, I've been looking into this. Maybe I need to readjust things, but I'm sure there's. Yeah, it was October time. Anyway, in any case, what's going to happen at the very end of this is the reminder of moving on and not looking back at certain things. It's moving on with Christ. Is going to be of vital importance. So even if we're moving through these times, we move on through these times, and even the awakening of Messianic Judaism, we move on through these times with Christ. So in a stronger and more elevated manner. Welcome to Love Lighthouse Podcast, and the broadcast is for Sunday, the 25th of September, 2022. I can hardly believe that this is approaching the end of September. It just seems so strange. It felt like, almost like just yesterday. I don't know if you feel this too, but it feels like it was just yesterday that this was coming up on the 1st of September, and we were thinking, oh my gosh, like almost into the autumn already. Oh my goodness. And even then, though, the shops were starting to preempt that. Even then, long before now. Now, I'm recording this on Friday, which is supposed to be the first day of autumn officially. Oh my gosh. Yeah, Friday the 23rd. This particular broadcast for Sunday is being recorded on. And it's been a little bit sunny, now it's a little bit rainy, it's kind of like, all over the place, but you can definitely feel the change. It was today for sure. There was a definite feeling of that coolness in the air temperature, just even although we had a little bit of sun, like you could still feel it, right? So, interesting times. But here we are. This one, as I say, is for Sunday, the 25th of September, 2022. I am going to be talking about today the importance of integrity and following God, putting God first, doing what is right, being faithful, as opposed to following the group. There are going to be situations that you're in where you could be easily led into or affiliated with a certain group of people, perhaps are trying witchcraft or different negotiation or manipulative skills. I can pick these out and see them like a sore thumb. You better believe it. I understand psychology and the spirits because of the discernment of the Holy Spirit. I know so quickly what's going on. I can see it straight to the point, and I'm like, I have 100% accuracy. Right now, there's a kind of group, I'm not even going to name who they are, but they have let really awful things occur. And what they have done is played on the fact that perhaps me, perhaps some others, won't want to disband or to leave the group. So they play on that fact because they think that everybody needs somebody. They are going on that. They even put something out about that recently, like a posting out about it, and it's almost like witchcraft, like trying to like bind people into that spell of this is what happens when with some poor unfortunate guy that's gone through such. And I know that within that group there's been someone that's been planting those seeds for a long time, and I realized that they had been the ones to plant those seeds long before a situation, perhaps similar in some ways, happened to me in my family. Now, funnily enough, or not funnily, but like really obviously, it's now happening to someone else in that group. A similar, very similar thing. And they're going through that, but what they're putting out there is about, wow, this is all about the family and it's such a family thing. In other words, you're going to put up with Shizak because this is our family thing. And it's like, no, these different situations need to get sorted out first. And I'm putting my foot down here. I am not weak. I am strong in the Lord. I'm strong individual. I am the lioness. I know how to lead from the front and the top. And I do not need to be looking down that triangle at the bottom. And I don't need multiple people around me to buoy me up. I am buoyed up in the Lord at the top. That's the reality here. You're going to have to understand that. And I'm going to take other people with me on that route that are going to be buoyed up, that are going to be given that level of encouragement and facilitated to do the right thing over just following the group. Don't let them make you think you need them, that you have to put up with Shizak because you apparently need them. No. I had to put up with, and so has the group, been targeted by false accusations by actually people that probably do have those problems. I talked about this before. So I think they're banking on the fact that, oh, I should. Okay, so always important, final point, to make sure that you're putting your own integrity first. Don't be afraid to walk away from something. I actually met a guy from this, who had been part of or affiliated with that group in the past. And it's important because it's our group. But sometimes we have infiltrators that we need to sort out, and we can't keep going along if the wider group is going along with things that aren't right. We have to step aside at some point and say, no, look, you know, I'm here, I'm supporting you, I love you, I care about you, but if you're going to continue to do this and it's going to have this impact on me, especially when I don't deserve that, and then it's having impacts on other people, you've got to kind of say, no, look, that's not fair. I'm making this mark of integrity and value upon my life and the life of others by stepping aside, because I do not approve of what they're doing to myself and to that wider group, those other people. You have to do it. Anyway, but he stepped aside out of it as well, and he's like, oh, I wish that I had done this, and I wish I'd stayed on. Well, I said, well, just count yourself lucky that you are healthy, you're here and everything's good and working order, etc., but there's still plenty of time. But at the end of the day, he is very fortunate considering after, you know, what's going on. So we just need to wait and see how things like turn around, how things progress. But we can't keep going along with something when something needs to change. Well, that is the message for today. And that goes for your own groups as well, whether they're Christian groups, whatever group they are. Sometimes you're going to have to be called to step aside. You're going to have to be called to move on from something. It might be for good. It might be forever. It might not be. You might have to look back. You're not supposed to look back. If you're called around to something again, God willing, you know, you will be. But sometimes we're called on for the greater good of humanity, for ourselves, yes, and other people. And we must heed that call. There's a part in scripture which I talked about before, and it's from Hebrews. It talks about how, you know, all that we need will be within us, basically, when we're at that point and we're continually called on. There are many people that are kept in groups that are headed to hell, purgatory and hell, because they're not moving with the Lord. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. But this is throughout life. It's not just part of like certain churches that you're supposed to move on from. It's different situations in your life that you must grow from, move on from. Now, that doesn't mean to say, as I say, that you never go back to certain things or you can't progress within these certain things and move through in a spiritual way. Yes, sometimes some people will be called to do that, but more often than not, you're not often called to spend a huge entirety of time in the one situation, position or place. It'd be very strange. We're going to go to Hebrews 10:38, and that is where this point is clarified in terms of what the Lord expects. Now, the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. for we know him, that hath said, "Vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord." And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me and my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that, after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. When you have that amount of faith and belief, you're not drawn in to all of the different steps, sets, scenarios. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.